The Roaring Fork Valley is a biking wonderland in summer months, rife with world-class single-track trails and scenic, quiet roads. But in the winter, it's a different landscape. Local mountain bikers are working to change that.
Ride the Meralt open space first.
Mike Pritchard, who heads up the Roaring Fork Mountain Bike Association, traces out the Aspen Fat Bike Loop on a trail map.
South, so you get the most mileage, and then cross the Trailwood Bridge to get the Tyhack.
This is the in-town winter option for fat bikes, so called because of the enormously wide tires, which are designed for riding on packed snow. The fat bike loop is about 4.5 miles long. It includes plowed bike paths and two short stretches of groomed single track. Fat tires have more traction on soft snow than regular mountain bike tires, but Pritchard explains they aren't magic.
You can't just head out into a field of powder. They're not like skis. You really need a compacted surface.
So winter cyclists or fat bikers look for trails that are groomed or see a lot of hiker traffic. But perhaps most important in choosing your route,
you just got to remember where not to ride. You know, there's a lot of great Nordic trails. It's tempting to get on there, but we're developing this fat bike loop and other opportunities so that we've got our legitimate places to enjoy.
Right now, those spots are pretty limited. Nordic trails are off limits because even those wide tires have a tendency to leave ruts, and most of those routes are designed for skiing, not cycling. And anywhere in the White River National Forest is also out of the question because of the forest-wide ban on wheeled vehicles, including bikes. Kay Hopkins with the Forest Service says the agency doesn't see a major problem with fat bikes, but
we never analyzed mountain biking in the winter. It's a relatively new use in the landscape.
So Pritchard is heading up the effort by the International Mountain Bicycling Association, or IMBA, to amend the broad ban. He's drafting a proposal to allow fat bikes on certain trails in the White River National Forest.
We think we're going to be successful because we're really asking for permission to ride fat bikes where bikes can go in the summertime, where people are already prevalent in the wintertime, and especially where snowmobiles are allowed to go in the wintertime.
The focus on trails that already see heavy use is key, especially in protecting wildlife habitat, Hopkins says.
There's only so much landscape out there, right? And our critical winter range is our critical winter range, and those are some of the last pieces of the landscape that those animals have left.
Those animals include the Canadian lynx, a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. Lynx have an advantage over other predators in the winter because their large furry paws are well adapted to deep snow. More groomed areas would mean reducing key habitat, so the proposal from IMBA will only consider areas that are already compacted. Pritchard is working with fat bike enthusiasts across the White River National Forest. His proposal for local trails will include Maroon Creek Road, now technically off limits to bikes in winter, Independence Pass, more of the summer trails up Smuggler Mountain, and some routes to 10th Mountain Division huts. And in the meantime, he's working on developing rapport with all other trail users, especially as he prepares to ask snowmobile organizations for access to their trails.
Just like any mountain biking action, you gotta act responsibly, otherwise we're gonna lose our access.
This means not biking when it's too warm, so the tires leave big ruts, and yielding to everyone else on the trail. Pritchard aims to have the proposal finished in the next couple of weeks. Then the Forest Service will complete an environmental assessment. Cyclists interested in trying out the local loop can check out a free fat bike demo during Winter School activities Saturday at Wagner Park. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy from the Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.